Hey, it's Marilyn reporting for Chapter and Verse. With me is local author Wendy Altschwager, whose sixth novel, Talk of the Town, has just been released. Hello, Wendy, and welcome to GBA.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you? Good, thanks for having me.
Good, thanks, and congratulations on the release of this book. In Talk of the Town, a young teacher accepts a position in a small rural school, planning to stay a year, write a thesis on rural education, and return to her sophisticated city life. Well, without giving too much away, Wendy, what gets in the way of this plan? Because I'm sure something does.
That's right, it certainly does. She's just magnetised by the generosity, I guess, of the country. Such a different culture to the city, whereas in the city you don't actually know your neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas out in the country everybody knows everybody's business.
What are the essential themes of this book?
Well, it's taken over a year. The year in the life, I guess, her introduction to country children in comparison to city children, where some of the children come out with very funny things that sort of knock her socks off, and then follow her around everywhere she goes. She goes to the local football and they're all hanging off her jacket, or she goes to the shop and they know what she's buying,
yes.
They know where she lives, they know when people come to visit. And they know that there's a particular red ute that comes to visit regularly. The other thing is, and the teaching differences. One of the other teachers bring in a set of sheep's lungs into the class and pump them up with a bellows to show the children how a lung works, how we actually breathe, where that wouldn't happen, you know, in a city school.
So. No, it wouldn't. No, I've absolutely not seen it.
So, and also the year of the country people that she's the children that she's teaching. And so she says to one of her students, so what happens in autumn, thinking that, you know, the autumn leaves would fall off the trees, which would be a city answer. But little Sam comes and says, Daddy burns the stubble when Mummy's washing gets all smoked out and she gets really angry. So it's a change of cultures. It's also about the farming life over a year and the social aspects of a town over a year.
What was the spark for writing Talk of the Town?
Well, the small town that I come from, which is a little place called Tantanoola, which is north of Mount Gambier and south of Mellicent. When I grew up there many years ago, we had about 10 shops, a butcher, hardware shop, a couple of supermarkets, a little cafe, engineering works, a garage, pub, and there was about 120 children at the school. Unfortunately today there is nothing left and there's only 8 children at the school.
Wow.
So that was the stimulant of writing the book, to make some memories of my own hometown all those years ago.
That sort of answers my next question, which was how much is personal experience and how much imagination?
Oh, it's mostly personal experience. Most of my books are based on personal experience.
Yeah, I think we all know about young teachers who go to the country and end up marrying someone.
That's right.
And staying forever. And
being a mum at the school at that time when the city teachers were coming out, and you could see that they were quite shocked by our very meagre existence. No entertainment and all that sort of
thing. Yes, yeah, they missed that. The cover of the book depicts 4 round mailboxes at the junction of a 2 gravel roads.
A
T-junction. Is this a real photo or is it manufactured?
Oh, no, it's a real photo. It's taken between Mundulla and Narracourt.
Yeah.
I was driving there and spotted those mailboxes and I thought that was just so typical of out there in the country.
It is.
All the book covers of my books are all my own photography. So
oh, is that right?
They've not been doctored. They are exactly as I photographed them.
Got with me here, The Pledge. Was this the book number 5 or book number 2?
No, sorry,
two?
This one is number 5. I'm working on number 6.
Okay, all right.
Number 6 is a sequel to Talk of the
Town. Oh, really? So, oh, that'll be good.
So, I've taken 2 families out of Talk of the Town.
Yes.
And I'm developing the 2 families into a sequel, continuing on with the other characters, of course.
The Ledge has a picture, it looks like, are they wild poppies?
They are poppies.
Yeah.
They are.
It's a striking picture. It's a gate a typical country farm gate that, you know, you have to get out and lug open. This one looks like it hasn't been open for years because it's sort of overgrown with poppies and weeds. But
that was just like that. I was driving past and I stopped and took a couple of photos of them and then realised afterwards what a fantastic book cover it would make for my story.
Yeah, it certainly
did.
The
one on the back of Talk of the Town is actually the harvester.
Mm-hmm.
Harvesting last year's crop is where my husband works, the property where he works.
Well, that's just perfect for back cover because like two-thirds is blue sky and where you've got all your writing, so it's easy to read, and then the harvester and the brown and the dust, it looks hot.
Yeah, we love getting out there and working in the dirt.
Well, you've written 5 published novels all up and you're working on your 6th. When did writing change? Because I'm guessing it started off as a bit of a hobby. When did it change from hobby to business?
Well, it was a very accidental start, and actually it was 5 years ago this year that I published my first 2 together.
Oh my goodness, you've all right.
And I wrote them while we were working on a 20,000 acre property in Western Australia. We'd gone as tripping as grown nomads.
Mm-hmm.
And got work on a farm over in Western Australia, and we were obviously so good at what we did, they kept inviting us back every seeding season to drive their tractors for them. And I wrote it while I was driving a big seeding rig. As you do, a 1,000-acre paddock, it gets quite boring, up and back and up and back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started creating stories and characters literally about what I was doing. So I wrote the first one about a teenage boy who was learning, pretty much learning what I was actually learning. And then I went back the following year and wrote a sequel of the same characters but as adults. And I just got bitten by the bug. And now it's sort of, I've taken it seriously and I, really enjoy it.
Is it difficult to maintain that seriousness of being a professional type of writer? Yes.
Life interferes a little bit.
Because it's not like you're going off to work somewhere. And
I'm very disciplined when I write. I usually do a lot of writing or a lot of planning at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, goodness.
I have a notebook by the bed, and a lot of my great ideas or conversations between characters come at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, what a time.
So I get scribbled down notes and then I'll get up and I'll write them down, and I usually sit at the computer for 3-4 hours
mm-hmm.
and wander off and do something else.
Yes.
But there you do have the blocks where you just sort of can't knit it together. So.
How important have writing groups been to you?
Yes, very good. Very good, because you get stimulated by other people, stimulated by talking to them and what they're doing, how they're going about doing things. You also get to go to workshops. I've just been to Gore to a Kate Kennedy workshop, which was very stimulating. So you get to meet like-minded people. And that just makes it worthwhile.
Yeah. Now, you've already answered my next question. Do you have another story circulating in your head, or you do it's the sequel to...
Yes, that one's half written.
Talk of the Town. I want to know if she ever got her thesis written.
Oh, yes, she did. It took her a while.
She was a clever girl, because there was no way I could have written a thesis while in my first year of teaching.
It took her a while. She had to have a bit of an extension on it, but she got it done in the end, so...
All right. Yeah. So how can people get hold of your books, Wendy?
I call self-published or an independent author, so I have to do all the marketing as well as write,
mm-hmm.
which is quite difficult at times because it's hard to get them into bookstores just for the financial legalities of it all, because I've got to pay for them all up front mm-hmm. to print them. And I find a lot of bookshops want to carry them on consignment, and quite often they get lost in the system.
Mm.
So if people want to email me, I have a Facebook page,
uh-huh. yep.
Wendy Altschwager-author, with an email address. They can contact me through that, through Facebook, or send me an email, and I can, if they're locally here in Gawler, I can deliver them.
Yes.
Signed copies.
That's very handy.
Or I post them out to the country.
Yes.
And it's working very well.
Have you gone into e-books?
Not yet.
No. You prefer the copy in your hand?
that at the moment.
I do too.
Once I finish with all my creative ideas, I might swing them to ebook.
Yeah.
But at the moment, they owe me, so I need to get them. And you don't know with ebook where they're going or where they're coming and going. You can't control it quite so much.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, I sort of control it. I also do a lot of author talks at libraries. Progress clubs, yes. CWA, anybody who's interested in a guest speaker.
Yes.
But I travel a lot. I've just come back from doing a tour around Victoria, Tatton and Selwyn, and speak to people and love meeting people. So
yes.
And get a few of their country stories as well that I can include. So.
Did you know that Chapter and Verse is planning a festival of words in Gawler for July?
Yes, I was aware of their anthology that they're releasing. The Pinery.
Yeah, so you've contributed to that.
I have, yes, whether it's accepted.
Because you were telling me you weren't a poet, or did you write a prose piece?
No, I had a couple of very short poems. I live at One Tree Hill Way, and after the Sampson Flat Fire, which is only about 3 kilometres from my place, I watched it develop from my kitchen window, and I was quite inspired driving through there with the black stick trees and the white ash. And I wrote a very powerful but simple poem, and then I saw a man interviewed after Pinery, and my heart just went out to him.
Yes.
And having survived Ash Wednesday in the southeast in 83, I've been down that road, and my heart went out to him, and the words just jumped on the paper.
Have you ever had a bushfire in one of your books?
No, I won't write about fire.
You won't?
No. As I said, I was caught in Ash Wednesday in 83 in the country, and 14 people perished, and a lot of property was damaged, and it was a very, very emotional time for family, friends, and I might mention it, like I have in Talk of the Town, that he'd gone to fight a fire, but I won't actually write the emotional side of fire. It's just something
you can't
steer clear of.
All right.
Yeah, too emotional.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and all the best for the sequel. Is there got a working title for the sequel?
At the moment, it's Spirit of the Country.
Spirit of the Country. Well, we're
trying to run with Talk of the Town and Spirit of the Country, so there's a bit of a swing with them. So,
right.
And it covers the storyline.
Well, we look forward to finding out about that one when it comes out.
Thank you.
And I just encourage you to go to the Facebook page. Wendy Altschwager, that's Altschwager, has to be a German name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's how you spell it anyway. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.